Hello, and welcome to this episode of Pizza Slices. It's called Pizza Slices because we like pizza, life comes in slices. My name is Fedor Bazzi, and I'm joined with my co-host, Brian Lee.
Heyo!
We're also today joined with our guest, Christy Jang. Say hello.
Hi, I'm the new co-host, so...
That just isn't true.
I'm replacing Mahad. It's just gonna be
that's
me
true,
and
actually.
Ryan.
Hello? See? Why is every guest trying to replace me? First is Steven, then it's you. Ian is the only guy
who hasn't tried
to replace me.
Actually, we talk about replacing
we're just better than you,
so...
What the heck? Anyways, today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/pizzaslices today. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from on your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. So, let's dive right into today's episode. We have our guest, Christy. Christy, what is your favorite type of pizza?
Did you forget my name?
No.
Christy?
What's your favorite pizza, Christy?
My favorite pizza? Okay, well, first of all, Emo's is the best, if you're referring to that.
They're facts.
More referring to, like, a topping than a brand.
I know, but I'm being really specific. So, yeah.
I knew this wasn't going to work out.
All right. Why are you kicking me off now?
Okay, guys, to the end of the episode. Thank you for tuning in.
Okay, well, my favorite
pizza.
Hey!
Go ahead.
My favorite pizza topping would probably be sausage, and like peppers and like green peppers. I feel
like green bell peppers.
Yeah, that's really good.
I support the green bell peppers. I don't see a lot of people who like will enjoy green bell peppers.
You
I don't know
green
why.
Bell peppers raw.
Yes.
Always make them. I always like peek my head in the kitchen, be like, hey, can I get half a slice or something?
There's actually something that my mom used to do that I do now. If you're ever done with a head of lettuce and you get the little like stub at the end, what you do is you cut off the little like excess and you cut off the bottom and then you eat the core. It's actually really good.
Ooh. Well, I mean, it's the core. It's probably the most nutritious, I'd say.
I mean,
it's the root.
It's not always. You know, the most nutritious part of an orange is its peel, so technically it's not always the core.
Well, okay.
But anyway.
I got a bone to pick with you.
Look, I know, I already know what you're going to say.
Okay. No, you don't. Shut up. Okay, because, whatever. Is this my hand?
It is your hand on the case. Yes, it is your hand.
For those who don't know what she's referring to, is there a logo?
It's our cover art.
Yeah, it's
cover
your cover art. That's my hand. I demand to be paid.
I demand to be paid.
Well,
first we have to get paid.
I am suing you.
You get the honor of being a guest on the podcast.
What did you say? I like looked at it and I was like, I swear that's
okay,
my hand.
So first of all, one of the things I did want to talk to you about was
my hand.
The picture. I did want to talk to you about.
Somebody told me one time we were like, you should be a hand model. And I'm like, you've got gorgeous hands.
Well, I guess this is your chance into hand model. You're like, I already have my hand.
My big brain. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, what were we going to say?
Well, okay, so I think it was senior year.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was taken on PTV.
And that was taken, we were filming something, I don't remember. But it was at the time where they had the prom crashed fake cars.
Safety.
Really?
Yeah, because I have another picture of you holding the pizza slice with the crashed cars in the background that I was actually going to use, but I thought it looked too much. Like, it looked too crowded for the photo.
Oh.
So I ended up using this one instead, and I was actually going to bring it up in the podcast. But like,
hey! That is so chaotic, though. Like, that is so chaotic. Imagine, like, having, like, a picture of me, and there's, like, crashed cars in the background. I'm just casually eating pizza.
There's also another one with you holding the pizza crust as a smile.
Why have I never gotten these pictures? I thought I did give them to you.
I only have three of them. They're somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure you have more than three pictures of me.
I don't. I most definitely don't.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
I do have the pictures of me and you and King.
Oh, I forgot. I got those either.
I never knew much about that.
What do you mean? You literally had it as a profile photo for a while.
It was like...
I sent them all to you. There's one where it's me, you, and him, and there's one where it's just you and him.
We're talking about Kingsley on YouTube, by the way. We met him. Guess what?
Okay, so here's the story behind that. Basically, me and Christy were both on. We were both on a high school production team to make video production team. I get interrupted on my own podcast one more time.
One more time, you get kicked out, honestly.
Shut up, Ryan. So, this was basically my excuse of getting my friends out of class to film. But I actually really enjoyed it. So, what we would do is every month, we would come up with an episode. And we would make up different segments. And each student would be responsible in recording a segment. And so, it was around December. And we wanted to do a Christmas episode. And I wanted to do something big because it was going to be like my last Christmas episode. And I remember for that episode, we also did the carpool karaoke.
Yeah.
Where we went
I killed it.
We went to an abandoned park and filmed us singing to Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
In my freaking car.
In your car, and yes.
You didn't even know how to drive. You didn't have your permit. It's illegal.
Yeah, I actually didn't have any license. It was also illegal.
You lied to me.
I didn't.
Yeah, you were like.
No, wait, no. I did have my permit because if you remember, I drove home in Henry's car afterwards.
No, I don't remember that.
Well, I did have my permit at the time. I didn't have a license, though.
I know you didn't have a license.
Now I do.
Still, illegal. I'm calling the cops.
Okay, you know what else was illegal?
Calling the cops.
You know what else was illegal?
What?
Raya holding the steering wheel for you while you were driving.
I don't think that's illegal. It's just not recommended. That's the only thing.
Anyway, so I Kingsley, the YouTuber, some of you have heard of him, some of you have not. Most of you have heard of him. And if you haven't, you should.
That's me.
We love you, Kingsley. This is,
If you're listening.
Sponsor us.
He actually went to Pentonville, and he was part of that team.
Whoa. Now everybody knows where we go to school.
Thousands of years before.
Wow. Now we know when we went to school.
They know where he went to school, so they could have figured it out if they really
you
wanted to.
You would have to be like, he went to our school.
You're anyway.
We recruited him.
So I DM'd him on Twitter. Well, I didn't DM him. I just tweeted at him. And I said, hey, at Kingsley, my name is Fahed, and, I go to this high school, and I would like you to come back and record an episode with us. And not even 2 minutes later, I get a follow request and a DM notification from the man himself. And I'm freaking out, because it was like 2 a.m. And so I get it done, and we talk for a little bit, and then we set it to where he'll come and visit for us to film the segment. And what was funny about that is that I didn't tell anyone except for Christy
that
he was coming. I told you, but I didn't tell anyone else. No,
really?
No one knew when he was coming.
Oh, I'm so special.
You were actually mad at me for ruining the surprise.
Really? I don't remember that. I do not recall. Hello?
And Raya was mad at me. She said, you should have told me because now I look like trash. And
I don't think Ray would have dressed up anyway, though.
I mean, who knows?
I feel like I talk way too loud for this podcast.
You should be fine.
Hopefully.
Worst comes to worst, we'll have Ian go in and like lower your voice.
Out of all of them, me screaming at the top of my lungs.
That's what Ian is for. Thank you,
Thank
Ian.
You,
we
Ian.
Love
we
you.
Love you.
Can you hear us in the other room?
So
like, why do they say they love
yeah
me?
So the worst part about it was that we didn't have a script or an idea to make a segment with.
You didn't wasn't our fault. You're the one who invited
yeah
me.
That's all
so
you
that's
kinda,
all
he just kind of came in. He was like, what are we doing, guys? And we were like
everyone's looking at you like and I'm like, it's your idea.
Look, I was like, so excited I was so excited
him
to have it all like to have him over and like have him like see the old teachers and like come back into the field and record with us, and it was such a great opportunity that I forgot the actual like recording and script and stuff. But you know, it worked out well.
It was iconic.
Yeah, I don't think I saw that episode. I was doing something
oh
else.
Boo.
You probably were. Not yes gonna lie, I was one of the people who did something else during PTV even when I was on PTV.
Yeah, I had like clubs and stuff, but Miss Corvera, shout out to you, Miss Corvera, because like I would have to go there for like thespian club, and she would like play, well, she had a homeroom, so mm-hmm. she would play like PTV in the background while we were doing our meeting and stuff, and I'd always be like, guys, guys, look, this one's right, this one.
You're like, only watch mine, everything else is garbage.
Garbage.
True.
Kevin, actually, one of our friends, his name is Kevin, his little brother was like, do I know you from somewhere? Like, he said that to me. Like, we were hanging out at another friend's house, Rhea.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, oh, you're that girl from PTV. Like, I only liked you and that other guy.
Wait.
And I was like, that's so funny.
Who's that other guy?
I think it was you.
Hey.
He was like, yeah, you guys were the only ones who had anything good. And I was like, oops, sorry. Guys.
I think Rhea's work was good.
They were really good. They were just very sporadic.
Yeah.
They were never on time.
You just have to let her go through her creative process. Yeah.
She like has really, I know, like if she did video stuff, she would have really good content. It's just a matter of like deadlines.
Yeah.
That's the only thing
and,
for her.
All about her.
We love you, Rhea.
Chrissy's, Rhea, Henry's, Kevin's.
Henry.
That one, us Junior, and
Braden Proctor.
Braden.
I would say Fahad, but...
Wow.
Wow, no.
Wow, you sure couldn't even pronounce my name right. Fahad? Who's that?
I don't know. Trying to figure it out.
But yeah, Kevin's animations were good. Kevin was really good at animation.
Yeah.
Keyframing, like, this man, I would go to him. I'd be like, hey, how do I keyframe this? Henry...
Never did that.
Henry had good videos, but... Some of his ideas were a little, like, literally, I'm just talking about Henry's words.
remember that, he did this, dictionary, this word?
Yeah, Henry's word show. Henry's word show.
I was like, I
don't
know about this.
Sorry, Henry.
We love you.
I don't think you're even listening to this, because you're a fake friend, but, like.
Oh. I mean, to be fair.
He unfollowed me on Instagram.
Did he really?
He did, and I was like. Are you serious? We were in a whole class together. We were like, I thought we were friends, but it's fine. It's fine. I guess we're not. It's cool. I don't know why you unfollowed me. You should confront him on
it. It's okay. He like, every time I'd upload a video on YouTube, he'd like send me a snap and he's like, watch the video. Here are my critiques. And I'm like, okay.
Why is that literally him? Here are my critiques right now.
We're not making fun of him. We love him. He's a great guy.
I don't love him. He can leave.
Hey, I mean, to be fair, did either of us actually listen to it when he had a podcast?
I didn't know he did podcast. Whoops!
Fake
friends. Sorry.
I mean, he would.
I was never his friend in the first place.
He would upload it. He would upload it on YouTube, and I wasn't about to have YouTube open for an
YouTube?
Hour.
Wait, I thought he did like an actual podcast.
No, he did an actual podcast, but he uploaded it on YouTube.
Oh, I thought you meant like this kind of podcast, like on Spotify or something.
No, but just so you know, our podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, and Anchor.
Only three of those matter.
Some of those matter too.
They're also fantastic. I listen to all of them on
every
episode. Yeah. We listen to every episode on every platform.
Yeah, pay us. Yeah, we do that.
But yeah, Braden Proctor, he actually continued to be on PTV after we all graduated. He was the only one a year younger than us. And from what I've heard, he's improved a lot. And
he's
going
to school for film, so.
I mean, yeah, I actually saw him, like, he grew up to be a talented individual. And now he has, like, some really popular TikToks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? He
has, like, TikToks that have, like, thousands of views.
Really?
Well, I might have seen them, possibly, then.
Yeah.
It's a good chance.
He is creative. He's funny. Like, some of his TikToks, like, I would laugh at. Others, I wouldn't, to be honest, Brayden. Some of them are really stupid. But
he's not even listening. You're like, when do you guys talk about me? I don't care anymore.
It's somewhere in the episode. But, yeah, let's go. Let's talk more about you. What do you have going on these days? Let the world know.
Okay, so I went to college for like a year for film. I went to Columbia College Chicago. What a trash school. Never going back. They kind of suck. They're like...
See, I can't tell if that's sarcasm or real.
No, I mean, I'm not in there anymore, so obviously it's not sarcasm.
So you fully left?
Yes. So everybody I went to school... with, I mean, duh, a lot of people, but, like, everybody I was friends with was like, I hate this school, it's awful. So, don't go to Columbia College Chicago. It used to be a really top-notch film school, like, back in the day, but, like, now it's, like,
it's just, like, teachers. Like,
garbage. I did not learn anything there.
I mean, I think possibly because of that is because, like you said, it was an old school school.
Also, like, they,
it's not an old school school. It was just better back in the day.
You think you just never...
Way back.
They just never updated, I guess.
No, I mean, if they... I mean, the teachers don't really teach anything. Except for, like, this one teacher that I had. His name was Richard Boland. I love you. He's the best.
If we're shouting out everyone today.
Yeah. He like he gave me one of his pens that his wife steals from her work.
Nice.
So we have like a connection.
What a wonderful story. I'm glad you got to share that.
But yes, he's great. That's the only hello. Okay, that's the only teacher I actually really liked. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was pretty cool.
So what are you up to now that you're,
You know, I just be working at, Katie's Pizza. We love Katie's. It's great. sometimes, well, I won't say anything about that because I don't want to, like, you know, scare away business if anybody ever listens to me. I mean, it's not, like, necessarily, like, I don't give a fart. Just because it's, like, it's high-end.
Anyway, kind of. So, we'll just...
Some people are, like, really picky about where... I'm a hostess, and, like, some people are really picky about where they sit. And for what reason? Like, the other day, this man and his wife came in, and he had, like, this man and his wife had come in, and, you know, I have ADD. I am not, I cannot focus.
So the man and his wife come in. Yeah.
Yes, okay, so this man and his wife come in, and it was, like, the first week I had been working there, and they're, like, table for two, and I'm, like, okay, right this way, right? Like, a good hostess.
Yeah.
And so I take them to, like, this, it's called a tube top, like, tables for two people are called tube tops in the industry. Mm. So, like...
The industry.
Yeah, the food industry. Okay. So, like, I sit them at, like, a two-person table. And the man's like... Yeah, a tube top. And, like, the man is like, oh, can we actually... Like, he was like, what about this table over here? And it was, like, a table for four people. Like, and I was like, are you serious? Like, it's just two of you. And, it was, like, a Friday or Saturday night, and usually on Fridays and Saturday nights, we get really busy. We have so many reservations, and this man just walked in, like, he didn't have a reservation. Mm-hmm. And he was like, what about this table? And I was like, oh, actually, we have that table reserved. If you think you can get out by, if you think you'll be done by, like, 5:15, then the table's yours. And it was, like, 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, looked his watch, and he was like, you know what, forget it. And, like, he storms out of the restaurant, and, like, his wife, like, follows, and I'm so sorry.
Too entitled.
Yeah, and I'm, like, I'm so sorry, and she was, like, it's fine, and then he was, like, Katie's gonna be hearing about this. I was, like...
Like,
okay.
You imagine, like, going to Wendy's, like, Wendy's gonna hear about this.
I got Emo and Katie on speed dial.
Like, hello, 911?
I'm calling Mr. McDonald's himself.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, literally yesterday, he came in again. So, like,
did he want a four chair again?
No, like, I sat him, like, I didn't recognize them at first, but the wife gave me, like, stank eye, and I was like, all right, and I was, like, right this way,
she
right?
Gave
like,
you
a good
stank
hostess.
Eye.
No. Yeah, and so I sat them at this table, and I didn't realize it until after I sat them, just because, like, the guy had, like, an earpiece in, and I was like, he had that last time.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
He has it again.
I was like, oh,
ready.
That's him.
He's got Katie in his ears.
But like,
boss, you're listening.
Like, the apparently they're regulars, and like, I was like, oh, but
that make, I mean, I don't know.
Regulars
I think,
but yeah, they were like
the
nice
entitled.
people
who like just. If you've never worked in customer service, you'll never
understand.
Right,
you'll never understand.
Like I've had I had a lady.
Like, wait, it's like, hello? Am I a human being? Hello? Am I just, like, a robot here to, like,
yeah.
serve
yep.
you all
pretty
the time?
Pretty much. I work at the deli department, at a grocery store. So I'm in charge of like cutting the meats, cutting the cheeses, frying chicken, frying fish.
Oh, you fry the chicken?
Yeah. So we had a lady, from the way she was talking, from the way she was dressed and walking, you could tell she's never worked a day in her life. And I'm not assuming anything. Yikes. I'm not assuming anything. Like, she obviously could be.
She could have made her
way from nothing, to be honest. But from the way she was acting, she seemed like she didn't know what a struggle was. Like, her biggest struggle was that her limo's late, probably. This lady came up to me and she asked, I'm in a bit of a hurry. Could you turn up the heat on the fryer so it cooks faster?
You know that's not going to cook.
And I looked at her and I was like, you know that's not how it works, right? And like, she was like, what do you mean? It's burnt. Simple. Like,
I guess she's never cooked it either.
she was like, what do you mean? Like, I think it's like simple. You just turn up the heat, it cooks faster. And I was like,
what you do is,
if you turn up the heat, ma'am, it'll cook faster on the outside and stay raw on the inside, causing you salmonella. Do you want salmonella?
I've been eating
too much salami.
Salmonella. No, it's just like that's how I've been saying it. Anyway. Salmonella. That's how
I just say it like salmon and then.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Salmonella.
Anyway. I don't even remember the story anymore. Basically,
you told her like it's like still gonna be raw on the inside.
Yeah, and I told her like it would still be raw on the inside, and like it would cause like there'd be a chance of her getting salmonella. And she kind of just looked at me, and she was like, "Can I speak to your manager?"
And I was all of a sudden she has an accent. Like, oh.
I was like, okay. And her so we, like, I call the manager. I call the manager, and I explain it to them, and they're like. They're like, oh, I have to go deal with this. And we ended up basically losing a customer, but, you know.
Probably for the best.
Yeah. I mean, like, the thing.
Natural selection will get her soon enough.
Once she gets salmonella, like. Natural selection came
she'll
for
go
you, honey.
To, she'll go up to, like Chick-fil-A, and she'll be like, hey, I'm in a hurry. Could you just give me the chicken without cooking it?
Like, it'll cook in my mouth. Like, that's how that works, right? Like,
like it's kind of hot outside. So like.
Right. So, like, of course it's going to fry, like, right there. But, yeah. No, but, like, the thing with, like, Katie's is, like, even if we lose a regular, we, like, get so much business. It's not really even us losing money. So.
Yeah, I remember last year around the holidays, we hit, like a store record for how much we sold.
Mm-hmm.
I was there that day. It was insane.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Yeah.
Ryan, what about you? Any entitled people stories?
Honestly, I work at a car wash, which will not be named.
Oh. Should I not name my restaurant?
I mean,
who cares anymore, really?
Yeah.
Unless Katie's going to hear this and tell the dude not to go to the restaurant.
Katie, I love you. She's so sweet. She's so nice.
Wait,
most of the time it's like just customers are like, picky about the car, like, oh yeah, you missed this spot. This part still has a drip on it. Hey, there's this one little crumb that I quickly pulled out my microscope. And I saw it. I examined it. You missed it. Vacuum that again.
I inspector gadgeted the car.
Yeah. Vacuum the entire car. Just vacuum the entire car into the vacuum.
And it's even worse because, like, you know,
you're like, why is your fingerprint on my leather seat?
But it's like, you know how, like, doors have, like, the plastic, like, the.
I can still see your breath residue. Like,
like the plaza, like one of our washes, like the whole thing wash, where we like just vacuum windows, dry it off, wheels and tires, and like wipe down the interior, the plastic interior. So normally, like you'll see like some of the interior in the plastic just won't come off. So you like you scrub it off, like it just comes back. You're like, well, what's she gonna do? Customer's like,
what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Like customers will like point out, hey, could you get that? Like, yeah, sure, ma'am, no problem. Even though you know it's not going to come off, you spray it, you wipe it, and you're like, oh, can you try something stronger? Like, I don't think it works like that.
Like, what, rubbing alcohol alone?
You're like, all right, let me pull out this whiskey real quick and just spray it on the car.
I think the worst experience was when I first started, like, it was my first or second week.
Mm-hmm.
We had this one guy, he came in. I haven't seen him since, thank God.
But he came like, in, like, I wonder if he died. Thank God.
He came in, got a pretty basic wash,
I did the card by myself, which is not allowed because I'm a new person. But I called a guy out. He comes up. He sees there's a dent in his car, which we didn't. It wasn't from us. It was like he's like hit a curb or like I don't know something.
What was he like? I'm gonna sue you guys for hurting my
It was like, oh, what's this? I'm like, looks like a dent, sir. He's like, can you do something about that? Like, you're like,
like it's like the same thing with the water bottle. Like, you're supposed to like push it out.
There's nothing a little flex tape can fix.
I said, this is a car wash, not a mechanic shop. Like, okay, how much will it take to fix it? I'm like, sir,
literally going to a car wash. Going to a car wash and asking for mechanical help is like walking into a Shell and asking for like sushi. like you'll get it, right? We can figure it out. It just won't be good, and it could possibly kill you.
You were talking about Chick-fil-A. You were talking about like frying chicken, and I just thought about like I had the Popeye's chicken sandwich. Popeye's chicken sandwich literally yesterday.
So I actually have not hopped on that trend at all.
Don't. It's not worth it.
Everyone is like, let me try all these different restaurants' chicken sandwiches. And I'm like, they all taste processed. What do you want? Like,
I wouldn't say all of it.
Yeah. They mostly taste.
You said you had like the regular or like the spicy?
I had the spicy one. I had the spicy. Because that's the one that hits.
Yeah, I did Tuesday. I tried it. Because like, for once, I was aligned with my pack. So like, you know, might as well try it. It's extremely overrated.
It's like, yeah, I feel like they could have used a different bread, and the chicken sandwich that I had was, like, because, like, it made it, like, it tasted stale. Like, the bread was, like, very, like, it didn't go well with the chicken.
Like, the breading, like, peeled off immediately.
Yeah, and the thing, the chicken, it tasted like, you know, like, when you leave, like, fried chicken in your fridge for too long, and then you microwave it, or, like, you over-microwave it, and then it's, like, kind of tough. Yeah. Like, that's what the chicken was like, and I was like,
it just is, it, like, the best way to describe it is, like that feeling of, like, leaving it in the fridge and the microwave. You just feel uncomfortable eating the sandwich. Yeah.
Like, the, great spice level, but, like, overall, I'm not impressed. I will go to Cane's. I love Cane's.
Okay, here's where I'm going to pick up on with you. I tried Cane's for the first time. I absolutely hated it.
Why?
I don't know. I thought the food. Wait,
did we talk about this last episode?
We probably did.
Deja vu? I didn't watch that episode. I'm gonna be honest.
You obviously didn't watch it.
Also, we don't listen to our own episodes either.
There's literally no way you could have watched it.
Well, I mean, it was like freaking.
It's an audio file, but okay.
Yeah. You know what? Okay, boomer. All right. I don't know. Your episode's be like an hour long.
She said, okay, boomer, and here you are on an episode that's going to be an hour long, and yet you expect other people to listen to you for an hour.
Yeah, because I'm actually entertaining.
Wow. How do you know me and Ryan's episode wasn't entertaining, or me and
Shane's? I listened for 2 seconds, and I was like, I'm bored.
Of which one?
I don't know.
If it was the first one, I don't...
Yeah, I don't like, blame you.
I don't blame you. Like, and if it was the second one, I still kind of don't blame you. We're still picking it up.
I like the second one.
We're still slowly, like, getting more interesting.
Accumulating. Getting more interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we weren't interesting before until we started doing this podcast.
Also, we learned a method called faking it.
That's fake it till you make it. Oh my god, can we do ASMR?
No, we can't.
Why?
Because it's not a close range mic, so really? if you get really close to it, it'll be like extremely.
I can be loud with my quiet noises.
She used to, every time we'd like, Henry would try to film a vlog or something, she would go up to the camera and be like, and she would like tap on it. And she'd
I
be
was
like,
really into ASMR. She's like, ASMR is the best.
You know what pisses me off is when ASMR.
What grinds my gears
is when ASMR like videos will have like a mid roll ad in the middle, and it would just ruin like, the room.
It'll be like, have you ever?
You're like, what is the? You literally ruined your entire profession.
So Cane's.
No, we already talked about it. I hate Cane's. I don't like it. I don't like the flavor. I don't like the way the chicken feels in my mouth.
Really?
The only thing I like about Cane's, their sauce is good. Yeah, and the sauce and the Texas bread is good.
You don't like the fries?
No.
No.
The thing, they're basic.
I think they're I've never had King's fries that weren't too salty.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Maybe I just got bad luck 5 times in a row.
I just think, like, their chicken tastes fresh. And, like, it's like, I mean, I understand, like, the chicken, yeah, like, being bland, because I know other people who've had the same problem. But it's like, I don't know. It just tastes juicy and, like, fatty to me and good.
Like, I like the Schnucks. Schnucks tenders.
Is actually,
I think, is a lot.
I don't like them that much. I've had them. It's like, it's kind of like, I don't know what it is. It tastes boxy.
Then again, when like when one of my coworkers cooks it versus the other one, I can taste the difference.
Yeah, it just depends on who does it.
Yeah.
So, which one sees it and which one doesn't. Yeah.
There is something I wanted to talk to you about in today's episode. You are very big on body positivity and.
Oh, heck yeah.
And like. Loving yourself, I want to say. Would you like to say something?
Oh my gosh, I talked to myself in my room last night about this. I was like, oh my gosh, what should we talk about on this podcast?
You're like, hey Christy, let's talk about this. And you're like, Christy?
Okay. I was like, oh, yeah. Alright, like I would imagine people's voice and be like, yeah, okay, no. yeah, so...
They're actually low-key just, like, voices in your head, and you're like, you're crazy, but you just don't know.
I thought we've been to I was crazy.
Okay.
So, anyway, I think... So, I have a lot of friends who...
Good for you.
I know you're going to say something about that. Okay. I know you're going to say something about that.
Okay, shut
That doesn't even make sense. All right, so I, again, have a lot of friends who have body image issues. Like, mm-hmm. It's, like, reoccurring thing. And some of them have, like, eating disorders, or, like, they've self-harmed themselves,
mm-hmm,
because they don't like how they look.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, some of them, have, like, even, like, tried to...
Anyways,
I don't know if I'm allowed to. I don't know if that's triggering.
You can,
so.
You can say the word.
I don't know. They're trying to commit suicide. I don't know.
It's a very sensitive topic.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I don't know if I should say that. Maybe it's triggering somebody. Okay. Anyway, that wasn't even English what I just said, but yeah, and it's a problem that I myself have had to deal with, because my mom was not the nicest to me growing up. She's like part of the reason why I had such bad issues with myself. And I've worked through them myself. Mm-hmm. but yeah, because she'd be like, oh, you're fat, you're too skinny, like you're ugly, or like something dumb like that. And you know, when you're little and you're young and impressionable, that, like, really sticks with you. And I'm like...
Yeah.
And she would always comment on, like, how much she hated my freckles. Like, she'd be like, you're pretty, but your freckles make you so ugly. And I'm like...
That
contradicts each other.
That is horrible.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
I thought freckles were a good thing.
Yeah, and, like, now people have, like, they're, like, beauty trends that, like, where people literally put freckles in, like, their, like, face filters with freckles. And I'm like...
Like, I was ahead of the curve.
Right.
Thank
like,
you very
it's
much.
It's like the people who were slim thick already, and like now they can like own it and be like, mm-hmm, I'm slim thick. It's like me with my freckles. But I've always thought like my freckles were cute. So yeah, my mom would also like one time when we were visiting Chicago, it was recently, like she's always been concerned about her weight, and she's always been like, I'm on a diet. And she'd be like, like, when we went up to Chicago for my student orientation, we met up with a bunch of her, like, old friends from China, and they were all talking about, like, literally, I kid you not, we were there for, like, at least 5 hours, and half of the time, they were talking about, like, oh my gosh, I got so fat, no, you're not fat, like, I'm fat now, like... That was literally the entire conversation, the entire time. And
imagine
I'm like,
wasting 3 hours of your life.
Right.
Like, that.
Like I'm like,
just talking about like that.
Right. I literally sat there and I was like, when is this going to end? And I realized, like, my mom has really bad, like,
there's
issues with herself.
Like,
yeah. So, like, I realized, you know, I don't want to be like her. And,
fair enough.
Yeah, and she texted me the other day. She's been losing weight, mm-hmm. like, and I've noticed, and like, cause she like sent me pictures, and I'm like, oh, have you like gotten skinnier? Question mark. And she's like, yeah, I've been like dieting and exercising and stuff. And I'm like, oh, good for you. Or like, she said like, maybe she said she had been eating less. I don't know, but I was like, yeah. She's like, my goal is to get to 115, and she like got to 115, and she was like, I made it to my goal, and I'm like, oh, congrats. And then she was like, I still think I can lose more though. And I'm like, what?
Fair.
What?
Yeah. So I think people tend to get kind of like
too caught up on your weight.
Caught up, like, yeah. I think weight is just a number.
Well, yeah.
And
I mean, it's something that media definitely doesn't help with.
Oh, yeah.
Like, social media, I think that was also, like, a really big problem. Like, because I would see, like, hotter girls, and I'd compare myself to them, and I'd be like, oh my god, I'm so ugly. Like, I'm, like, they're so much skinnier, they're so much prettier, like, this is why I can't ever be successful, or some stupid stuff like that. I don't think that way anymore, but now I'm like, yay. Or, like, I would literally find... This is really, like, really bad thing for me to, like... It was really bad for me to do, but I would, like, find ways to, like, tear the other girls down in my head. Like, I'd be like, oh, she's not that pretty.
Yeah.
Or something yeah. like that. And, like,
I... her eyes are too far apart.
Right. Yeah, like, something oh dumb like God, that. Oh,
she has a gap in her teeth.
Right? Oh. I'd be like...
How so ugly much,
like,
is she?
Like, just, like, some stupid little thing. Yeah. To,
I
like,
know how you feel.
Right, to make myself feel better. And it's just, like, that's toxic.
Yeah.
That is so toxic.
I've been personally overweight for a while.
A while?
It's been a while, yeah. but it got to a point where it was, like, a slight complication to my health. And that's why I'm moving towards this. I've never... not gonna lie, it gets to me sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
People's comments, you know, stuff like that. But overall, I've never really let it affect me to a point where, you know, I got to that extreme case. But I started this thing called Whole30.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard of it. Basically, it's nothing with added sugars, no carbs, no... It's easier to list what I'm allowed to eat, to be honest. Vegetables, fruits, meats, and egg.
And does it nuts. Have to be fresh?
Yes. You can cook them. Like,
no, I was thinking like canned or like frozen.
That's fine too. As long as they don't have added sugar, they don't have MSG, they don't have like too much processing, then it's okay. So basically, you do it for 30 days and you see whatever results you got. I did it for 30 days. I was supposed to hop back on it, but I've been kind of, like, lazy with it, to be honest.
Understandable.
Once you've tasted the sweet, sweet freedom of not being
Yeah, literally the entire like, month, I was just daydreaming about going to Buffalo Wild Wings and having
Because
I stopped going, because I did go to the gym very consistently, and I'm like, I stopped for a while because I got...
I do want to talk to you about your relationship with the gym, because it's a very interesting one. But, yeah, so with Whole30, I lost about 23, 24 pounds in a month, and I went down a shirt size, and I got to the, like, the most closest buckle on my belt, the hole on my belt. To be honest, it wasn't just, like a numbers game. Mm-hmm. I felt better. That's like, good. I slept better. I felt like I'm eating healthier. I felt like... I'm defecating healthier, you know, just in general, I just felt better, and now I kind of feel like a slump again. So it's hard to, the goal from it isn't really to like put you in the strict diet and do it for the rest of your life. It's supposed to help you get accustomed to a harsh 30 days, so then you can find a balance in between, you know, eating what you want to eat versus what you should eat.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't really found that balance yet. So we're just going at what we feel like we should eat.
Yeah.
Right now. I think, you know.
when I was, like, I mean, I always tried to eat healthy, like, when I was, like, it'd be, like, on and off, which I think it was kind of a good balance in the end, because I'd be, like, I'd go, like, 2 weeks, like, eating really healthy, and then I'd go, like, I don't know, the rest of the month, like, not eating healthy.
Yeah.
So it was, like, an okay balance, but it was, like, I don't know, I feel like a lot of the reasons why I didn't like myself is because I didn't know who I was, and I didn't, the only thing that college taught me, or, like, the only thing I learned about, like, in college was more about myself. That's it.
Yeah. Fair enough. Only thing I still don't really know who I am yet.
I just have a better understanding.
But I do think I know myself a little more, a lot more in college than I did in high school.
Yeah, I mean, it's like in high school, you're automatically, like, put into a category. You're like, oh, I'm a nerd, I'm a jock, I'm
like, yeah, because you're programmed, or something. Like,
I'm just an outcast.
You're programmed all through, like, elementary through middle school,
right, high school. You're forced to spend...
Yeah, you're forced to spend what?
You're forced to spend, like, your entire life with people you already know. So, like, they already have this, like, president, like, idea of who you are. Thanks for coughing my
face. Sorry.
Thank you.
I apologize.
Thanks.
I thought
I
covered...
It's not like it's flu season or something.
I
mean, it's fine.
I'm only coughing because I ran... I'm still. I,
you're
like,
still
I was good. Out of breath. I'm still out of breath.
You. I've been going to the gym. I'm out of breath.
I was on my way here, and I had to stop, run to the building, get my wallet, and run back, and then come here. And I was out of breath the entire time.
Yes. Okay. But. You know when you. I was talking. What?
But now I think it's time for a segue. What?
Try that again, buddy.
But now it's time for a sponsor.
For you, the listeners of Pizza Slices Podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Personally, I would like to recommend a book by Trevor Noah called Born a Crime. It talks about his struggles of being born in South Africa by two different parents who are not supposed to be married. It takes you through an interesting aspect of that. Ryan, what would you like to recommend?
I'd like to recommend If I Die in a Combat Zone, Box Me Up and Ship Me Home by Tim O'Brien. It tells about life in the Vietnam War by soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it tells they went through. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/pizzaslices. Again, that's audibletrial.com/pizzaslices for your free book audiobook.
And we're back! Okay. As I was saying, you're, like, forced... like, people already have this idea of you, and then you, like, grow up, and it's, like, they still have this idea of you. Like, the other day, I went to, like, a party, and I saw this guy who I had, like, I used to go over to his house with another friend, and, like, we would jump on his trampoline and stuff, and that's what he remembered of me. Like, that's what he remembered of me. He was like, I used to go to school with this girl. And I was like...
We used to jump on the trampoline together.
Right, and he was like, wait, what are you doing at this party?
I'm a whole other person now.
Right, like, it's like...
Yeah.
I grew up, and, like, it's... I think the biggest problem I had in Chicago when I went to school there is, like... I did not have, like, a sense of who I was. Because I was just like, oh, I'm just whoever I'm with. And, like, that's how that works. But, no, it was just, like, because I was in this relationship with this guy, and I realized how much, like, I didn't have to talk about because I didn't know what to talk about.
Yeah.
And I was, like, who am I? So I spent the entire time I was there, like, depressed. And then, like, towards the end of the school year, I was, like, wait a second. Because I went home, and then I was, like, oh, wait, this is who I am. And then I, like, you know, dyed my hair, I, like, got a nose ring, and I was like, wait, I can do whatever I want. I know who I am. I'm that. I can't say that word. That B word. I'm that B word. I'm 100% that B word.
I think the biggest, like, the most fascinating thing is when I go back and look at, like, high school photos, and I don't recognize me.
Really?
Because I'm like, this isn't, like, a different person now. This is, like, yeah, this was me, you
like
know,
two or three years
ago, but me 2 or 3 years ago is not the same person as me today.
Right.
Me 2 or 3 years ago had different dreams, different ambitions, different interests than what I, than who I am or what I am today. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's forever changing. I think.
Yeah, definitely.
I think Matthew McConaughey said it best when he won his Oscar.
All right.
Is to continue chasing after your hero, which is you in 10 years. And you'll never be able to achieve that because it'll always be you in 10 years.
I mean, I don't know.
Also, you know? Matthew McConaughey, a beautiful man. Just wanted to say
gorgeous.
That. Just been important. Stunning.
He's going to teach at a university.
Is he really?
Yeah,
what is he teaching?
Like, I think it's like script or like...
That is cool.
Like it's like acting or something.
That's
I don't know
cool.
What it is,
I think
it's
I like it when actors don't... Like when actors use... I spent 2 days ago, I had some free time and I just watched Oscar speeches because... They remind us that actors are really human.
Well, I mean, I've been knew that, but
no,
I mean,
because
I never like I know like people get like really dehuman like actors especially get really dehumanized. Like I saw this BuzzFeed article and it was like,
see, this is where you should have stopped.
Why?
You should have stopped at BuzzFeed.
Well, I mean, yeah, but it was like it was something about like Maisie Williams not being comfortable in her own body. Like she felt like very body shamed while she was on the show because her body was changing, you know, through puberty, and like they made her dress like a boy because that's how her character was.
Yeah.
And like all of these comments were like, "Boo hoo hoo, go cry into your $1,000 bills." Like, all right, okay. And they were so mean about it. And they were like, "Aw, your body changes. It's like you play a character?" And I'm like, dang, is she not allowed to, like, also have body image issues? Like,
I think it's in a way...
I feel like society itself dehumanizes actors.
Yeah.
Like celebrities.
I think it dehumanizes anyone who...
Who has money and, like, is famous.
But in the spotlight.
Like, I just don't... What was I talking about before that? I was talking before, like, the Texas... Before, I was talking about Matthew McConaughey teaching in a university.
We were talking about high school and how you didn't know who you were. Okay, going back to something I didn't want to talk about. You, in high school and in college, you would go to the gym at 4 a.m.
There are less creeps there.
That's
fair enough.
That's like fair.
Fair enough.
You know,
do you just like not sleep or do you wake up that early?
I just don't sleep.
How does that work?
I just don't sleep.
And then do you sleep after?
Yeah. I wouldn't have anything to do after because I wasn't working then. So I would.
But
like,
you would do this during school though.
So no, like, would you have like late classes?
I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I would wake up from like a nap, I guess, and then I'd be like, all right. Go to the gym. I didn't do it a lot. It was just like, it was really inconsistent. And, there's something else I wanted to say about it, but I can't remember.
Like, I remember one time, Christy was like, yeah, you should come to the gym with me. And I was like, yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when are we going? And she's like, at 4 a.m. And I was like, about that.
I do like
really I'm in my seventh dream at 4 a.m.
Yeah. I like working out, like, early in the morning, because again, like, there's less people
there. Early morning is
less,
yeah.
Like, because I get gym shyness, I really do.
I just don't like when people stare at me while I'm trying to do squats. I'm like, I'm being creepy. I'm literally, I will roundhouse kick you into the stratosphere. Like, do not test me. Old man.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're 90 years old.
At the university, our rec center opens up at 6 a.m., so I wake up at 4:30, get dressed. Get everything ready, go down there. I'm there by 6, work out to like 7:30, shower by 8, I get out, I eat breakfast between 8 and 9, and then I go to whatever meetings or classes or homework I have to get to. So it doesn't always work out. Sometimes I wake up at 8:30.
Oop, that's tea.
It's mostly because I don't sleep early, because I'll be up at like 2 a.m. watching Wizards of Beverly Place on Disney Plus.
Worth it.
Definitely worth it.
Is it? I don't know. I'm
Disney's like, skip intro on Selena Gomez? And I'm like,
I don't
you
think
thought.
So.
I don't know. I like going to the gym though, just because it's, I like feeling, I don't know. It, like, a thing was, like, no matter how much I went to the gym, because I only went to the gym because I wanted to look like some big booty girl on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, and then I realized, you know, that will never be me.
Yeah.
Because I don't have that body type. I, like, genetically, culturally, I don't have those traits. I will never have that. And I'm like, you know what? I like myself. And, like, after that, I only go to the gym now just to be like, yeah, my heart, my blood pressure went down.
What was that process for you? How do you think, how difficult or how easy was the process of learning to
love yourself?
Accept who you are for who you are.
It's
because I think, like, a lot of people our age or younger struggle with that
so much.
And
with
so
it.
if you can give advice,
my mom still struggles with it.
If you can give advice, how, like, based on your own experience, how would you?
Okay, the thing is, the brain is such an incredible thing. Yeah. Like, I've known this since I was 8 years old. I'm like, wow, I can literally do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the only thing that would keep me from doing something, like, I could literally stab you in the throat right now. Like, nothing.
Okay.
The only thing that keeps me from doing that is, like,
I don't want to
go to jail. Or
shot,
like,
my hypervigilance through the roof.
I'm not going to do it. It's just, like, I could. Like, could I not?
Just reinforce the idea. I can do it.
That makes me sound like a psycho. But, like, I'm like, I could literally do that. Like, I could literally drive off a bridge right now if I really wanted to. But I don't. So, like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
So, like, I was just, like, thinking in my head, and I was like, why don't I like myself? Like, what is the problem? Because if I liked myself, I would stop trying to, like, there is really nobody else like you. And once you realize that and, like, you embrace it, that's it. Like, you're like something just, like,
clicks.
Yeah, something just clicked in my head, and I was like, wait a second, why do I want to be like this person? Like, because people can be like, oh, I want to be slim, thick, but for what? For society's body standards, for, like, that they want you to believe that you have to fulfill. You don't have to do that. Like, you can just be yourself. And if people don't like it, like,
yeah,
that's on them.
That's fair.
That's why I'm never embarrassed whenever I do something, like, stupid in public. I just laugh out. I'm like, the other day, I'm seeing this guy, and he, like, we were at Walmart, and I was skipping through the aisles. He was like, stop, you're being embarrassing. And I'm like, excuse me? Hello?
You're like, and?
What do you mean? Like,
join me, why won't you?
Right, like, what's wrong with that? Like, I think having fun with life is who I am. Like, that's the that's the most me thing. Like, people have different, I think success is very subjective. Like, people can define success as wealth or, like, love, or mine is just, you know, like, learning to accept myself. That is my success. And, like, also, like, building relationships with people I love and stuff, but, yeah, I think that's...
Okay, I mean, I really appreciate that. I think that's a good way to...
Do you still have to...
Put
I mean,
it.
It should just... Like, loving yourself should just be more about being healthy and treating your body right. Like, not like, I have to overwork it so I can get big, huge muscles so that girls will be impressed.
Yeah, it's more so, like, I have to
really just
not
have to
die
do this,
at 35.
Right. I don't want to get, like, heart disease or
yeah,
something.
Fair.
Like, a heart
that's
attack
fair.
At 20.
Yeah.
So,
That's
me.
So, what do you think are the next steps in your life?
Next steps? Well, I think I'm going to build a real estate empire.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you're genuinely serious about this.
Yeah, so... I don't know if I can say those on your podcast.
She's going to be the godmother. We got to watch out.
No, okay. So I signed up for the Sugar Daddy website. I have...
Okay.
Am I not allowed to talk about that? I don't know if I am.
So, like, buying houses?
Yeah. Okay, well, you know, I was... I signed up and then I have, I've, like, befriended this guy and... He finally told me how he makes money, because I had to, like, pry it out of him, because I'm a prier. I will pry things out of you. And he, like, told me, and I was like, oh, cool. So, like, we started talking about business, because I feel like I'm a business lady. I
get that vibe from you, too.
Yeah, so I don't know, my moon is in Leo, my rising is a Virgo, I'm a Libra sun.
Mercury has been in retrospect for 17 years.
Actually, it's a... I think it's been... I think it just ended.
Who cares?
I don't. Like, my friends just, like, told me. I only say it as a joke. But, like... but anyway, yeah, we were just talking about business, and he's like, I could help you get into this. And I'm like, I could help you apply for a small business loan.
I see.
A small business loan of $1 million. Donald Trump, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for your brand.
So, real estate is where the game is at.
I think so, maybe, just because I tried it out with film, and I realized I only really liked it because people in high school told me I was good at it. So, or like, well, not that, but like, I enjoyed making films. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I liked making scripts and I liked editing. I love editing. But it was just like, you go to film school and then you're like, why am I here? Because all these film nerds are like,
you're like, into
you haven't,
it.
Right. They're like, have you seen this movie? And I'm like, no. And they're like, what? What? Are you serious? Like, it's a classic. And I'm like, listen, I grew up in an Asian household. We didn't have cable in the second, like, when I was in the second grade. So I couldn't watch anything at all.
You're like, I'm sorry I didn't watch Casablanca.
Like, I'm so sorry that I actually had a life and went outside. Like, a normal kid?
Yikes. Just,
shots fired.
Like,
shots fired at everyone who's ever been on this podcast so far.
Like, I actually, like, went outside and I, like, played with people in the neighborhood. Like, that was me.
That was me. That was me for a period of time.
It was me for maybe a day.
I was, like, I would always, like, I would go out and ride bikes with this girl in my neighborhood. And, like, my mom's boyfriend at the time would be, like, be back before the streetlights come on. And I always come home late. And he'd be like, what did I tell you? And I'd be like,
I didn't have a bike till I was 14. So, like,
<I'm>,
yay.
I don't know.
I don't know how to ride it till I was, like, 16. No, I'm just kidding.
My brother always popped the wheels on our bikes. Like, not purposely, but, like, he would, like, he's so stupid. Like, there was, like, broken glass near our house one time, and, like, he had, like, rolled through it. I'm like, how do you not see that? How do you not see that? And, like, pop the wheels. I'm like, of course it would pop the wheels, you dumb.
I've gone through a couple of really bad bike crashes. One time.
I did, too.
We were.
I have so many scars.
I was driving my bike down, it was around Creefcore Lakes. It was a little lake with like a walk, like a big, I think it was 4 miles.
Yeah, like the short path is 4 miles.
Yeah, so it's a path around the lake, and it's some parts of it is like the little run track thing. Some parts of it is actual asphalt. Like,
yeah.
So we were on the asphalt part, and it was in between the trees, and there was a lady on a bike attached next to her for some reason, the baby bikes, like the little, like,
wait, it was like attached, it was attached,
no,
to the side,
it was attached to the side for some reason. So she was taking both lanes, and it was, she was riding the bike, and to the side of her was the little carriage that they have babies in.
I was going
way too fast, and she was going way too slow. And I couldn't stop in time. And I didn't want to kill the baby. Right?
She just fell?
No, so I took myself to the side. And I, like, I basically sacrificed my life for these children
that are all dead.
And I fell and I hit myself against the tree. And I scraped up my legs and my arms.
Yikes.
And there was blood. And I vowed to never ride a bike again. Okay. And then I got up on my bike and left. And then one time I was riding with a friend of ours, Justin, and we were going down a hill, and it was going really, really fast, and I didn't want to go straight, I wanted to go left, but I didn't have time to turn left, but I still turned left anyway, and I, instead of going left into the street, I went left into the curb, and I hit the curb, and it flipped me forward.
Oh my gosh.
So I landed face first, arms first, on the cement, and the bike flipped behind me and landed on top of me. And I literally couldn't breathe for a while. And we had, like, there was, like, a car that stopped by us. And they're like, hey, do you guys need to go to a hospital? Are you okay? And I was like, I'm okay.
I'm trying to look tough in front of your friends. I'm okay.
I literally,
like,
couldn't breathe, so I'm like, I'm okay.
Like, ooh. one time I was like riding my bike, and there was like, it was like this like big hill. It was really steep. It was not big, but it was like a drive.
You guys can't tell, but she's explaining the hill motion gestures.
I literally talk about, I don't know, I'm like very gesticular. Very handsy, like,
gesticular. Is that a real word?
It is, gesticulate.
I think I've heard it before, maybe.
Ryan is like, I don't know, but an Asian woman is saying it, so it must be real.
I do this at work, too. Like, I'll be talking with someone on the phone, I'll be like, okay, so, like, this, and, like, I'm moving my hands right now, but, like, I, like, gesture so much, and I'm like, this doesn't even make sense, I can't even see.
Now she's gonna be insecure about her gesturing.
No, I'm not, like, I'm still gonna do it, I don't care about what y'all think.
Yes, that's good. Anyway,
so, I was going up this little hill, and it was really steep, and I literally just froze on my bike. Like, I didn't know what to do. Like, I was already halfway through it, I could not bring myself to pedal through the hump. You were going up
the hill?
Like, it wasn't really a hill. It was like...
But you were going up.
Yes. An incline. Yeah, I was going up. And, like, I literally, like, I could not bring myself to, like pedal for... Like, I was like, what do I do? What do I do? And I froze, and my bike rolled backwards. I fell off. And I was, like, bleeding and everything. I feel like this is, like, the scar that I got from it. It was so bad. It's on my elbow. But, like, I was like, what? What? Like, I... Literally a deer in headlights. I'm like, how did I not pedal or anything? I didn't stop. I didn't try to stop. I just froze. Like,
yeah, for me, I was really cautious as a kid, so I didn't have any bike accidents. But recently, I got into a longboarding. And as soon as I got mine in the mill, I was like, you know what? I don't got any safety gear. But I'm going to go for just a little practice ride. You know, no big deal.
Literally me.
So, I go to this park. Yeah.
No helmets, knee pads, or anything.
Who needs them? Like, true. If you die, you die. What you gonna do?
Natural selection. Yeah. Dude. Yeah, die in a bike accident.
I was riding back and forth in this park with a really flat ground.
Yeah.
I was going back and forth. I was like, yeah, you know, I'm chilling. I got this. So eventually I got, you know, let's go. I'm going in for real this time. I take a little too much powerful of a, like, stride.
I
meet, like, I raise my foot to go on the board. I mean, like, lose my balance and fly off. And it was like a movie.
Like, you're like E.T. Yeah. going. Yeah.
I felt myself like.
You can feel the slow motion. Oh, yeah. You can hear the soundtrack.
It was horrifying because I saw myself fly up.
I kind of fall back. Like, you can tell. Out of body.
You can tell the camera's panning out.
I guess first it's like I'm just going backwards. I just drop. I'm like, oh. I was so close.
Vivaldi's Winter is playing.
luckily, I landed on my side, like right on my left side on my elbow. Like, it wasn't like, dude, like nothing, like I scraped, was a little numb for like a few days. Aww. But like,
do it again.
Yeah, if it was bad, like, I could have landed on my head without my helmet. That would be really bad because I was by myself.
Concussion.
Or like bled to death with your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. Crazy. I had this Barbie scooter. I had this Barbie scooter growing up, and like,
I think I had a Sonic scooter.
I had those, like,
my
Razors.
Brother had a Razor one, yeah. Yeah. And his got stolen, but anyway.
It's a Razor. Why wouldn't it get stolen?
I don't know.
Top tier scooter.
I don't know, but you know, my house is near like a crack house, so. So yeah, like it literally got busted for like. Drugs and I'm
wait,
like,
was this recent? Like a few years
ago? No, it was a few years ago, yeah.
Like in high school, possibly?
I think so.
Yeah, I was in a half marathon club and we ran by and it was in the middle of being raided.
It was like Whitehall? Yeah. I was like, oh my god.
Nice.
Yeah, but right by there's like this giant.
I'm so
hill.
Glad that you guys are connected through crack houses.
That's how I connect with everyone. Just kidding.
You're like, oh my god, I haven't seen you since we got into that crack house together.
Right? Like, oh my god. Yeah, so there was this giant hill, and it was like my Barbie scooter was very defective, like very defective.
I mean, you couldn't pedal up a bike. How are you gonna scoot up?
I was younger though, so I was like, my brother was like, he was raving about this giant, huge hill in the neighborhood. He was like, yeah, me and my friends like ride our scooters like down this giant hill all the time. I'm like, okay, cool. You should take me to it, right? And like, so I get to this hill. And, like, we're riding, like, he goes down it first.
And Barbie lets you down.
Literally, no, what happened is I was like, I was going full speed, like no stopping, right? No, like the end is near. Uh-huh. And so I'm like about to like reach the bottom, and then my scooter wheel gets caught in a pothole. And I fly off my scooter.
It's funny because these tiny, like the tiny scooter, and they just get stuck. They just don't move.
I'm like, oh my gosh. I flew off of this scooter, and I was laying on the floor crying for like 20 minutes. And this nice lady comes out, and she was like, oh my gosh, are you okay? Like, she was giving me Band-Aids and stuff. And like, she was like, I work at like the school that, I work at Pattonville, and like, I'm a lunch lady. I'm like, oh.
You're like, but can you grab my scooter?
Yeah, she was like, oh, do you need me to drive you home? And like, she took me home in her little mom van, and I'm like, aw.
She got like soccer balls in the back and
stuff. Yeah, I was upset because I never saw her at school ever. Not that I remember what her face looks like, but like, still, it was really sweet. I'm like, oh, I hope I see you one day serving lunch at my school.
I remember the time you helped me. Yeah.
Right. Remember that time, like that girl who like literally ate. Like on our scooter.
Yeah. So. I think this is a good place to end today's episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Ryan, your socials.
Don't remember them.
Okay, I'll do them while he looks it up. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at foodfilmfahad, FOODFILMFAHAD. Christy, would you like to plug in your socials?
Oh yes, I have Instagram. It's Bean Queen Christy. Spelled like Christy is spelled like Chris, tie your shoe, like C H or like Christ, I E.
Nice.
Like C H R I S T I E. Bean Christy.
For Twitter, you can follow me at Stutley333. And for Instagram, you can follow me at _RyanLee3.
Did you say Stutley or Studley?
Studley. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/ad3nim. Also, continue listening to the podcast at Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Breaker, Anchor, or Radio Public. You can also support us on anchor.fm/pizzaslices. And don't forget to go on... audibletrials.com/pizzaslices to get a free download audiobook and 30 free days of Audible. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode. Everybody say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.